أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين. لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين. بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 16, 17 and 18 of Surah Al-Anbiya. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala spoke about that community whom Allah had given dunya. They lived lives of luxury, disobeyed Allah, and then when they perceived the adab of Allah, they moved away from their communities. With regards to all of these aspects of life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We had not created the sky and the earth, and whatever lies between the sky and the earth, لَاعِبِينَ, as an amusement, as a play. Two words that is used here and in the Quran in general. Here the word لَاعِبِينَ from the word لَعِبْ, and in the next verse Allah used the word لَهُونَ. La'ib actually refers to something that has no objective. When a person plays, amuses himself, he doesn't have any other objective in life. And the word lahun in Arabic means something that does not have any purpose. When there's no purpose and there's no objective, then obviously there is an empty life that a person leads. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that Allah created all of this, and these have not been created just as a play, something that one will amuse oneself with. And then in the next ayat, Allah says, لو أردنا, if we intended أن نتخذ لهوا, to have created this earth, this world, and the sky, and the universe as an amusement, then لَتَّخَذْنَاهُ, Allah Ta'ala said we would have created it as an amusement, then Allah Ta'ala would have created everything differently. We have many places, playgrounds, amusement parks, etc. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying we could have done that also, min ladunna, from our side, in kunna fa'ilin, if we wanted to have created it like this, if this was the purpose. So what Allah is giving us, a very, very direct message, that all of this has a purpose. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has created has a definite purpose, and amongst the greatest purposes of whatever Allah Ta'ala has created is for you and I to look at it with the eyes of our hearts and realize the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How many times we pass by this creation of Allah, how many times we are told about some magnificence that is taking place insofar as the sun is concerned, the moon is concerned. Does it ever turn our hearts towards Allah's Rabbul Izzat? Now in the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing a further purpose to all of this, and Allah is saying, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ. Certainly, we throw the truth upon the batil. These are the literal translations of these words, that one is batil that is on this earth, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from time to time, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala elevates the haqq, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows the haqq, فَيَدَمَغُهُ, and then that haqq breaks that batil. We saw it in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The people in Makkah were living a life without purpose. They were living a life without any objective. They were just living the life that they desired to live. Whatever they did, they did. But then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought our Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this Quran, and this is the word that Allah uses, that all of this was thrown over that batil. And then 360 idols around the Baytullah were all broken and batil was totally broken, and hence Allah says, فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاحِقٌ, and then the batil will leave. The batil will go away. وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. Now Allah Ta'ala is speaking to the disbelievers that for you there is destruction in what you declare, there is destruction in what you pronounce, in what you say. What you say is like the terms that are used today. We only live once in this world, so make the best of it. Yes, we only live once in this world, but we are all going to return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we need to keep that hisab and kitab and that accountability ahead of us to know that this world is not a play, it is not an amusement. Allah has sent us for a purpose, and that purpose is to worship Allah and to recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.